Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily of the Chofetz Chaim and the Ilan Ishmas Rabbi Yonah David ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zerch HaTzadik v'Kadosh Livracha. We are holding in Chelek Rishon of the Sefer Ahavas Chesed in Ois Gimel. We speak about the past few days lending money and also lending items. Now, lending items, as we discussed on Friday, like giving chairs to a neighbor, is something that can be fulfilled both through somebody who is poor and through somebody who is wealthy. It can actually be done to anybody who is in need of that item. But if you lend money to somebody who is poor, who is an ani, it's an even greater mitzvah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, b'medvar mu'orim b'ashir. Lending is certainly a mitzvah when somebody who is affluent. Aval b'ani sheba lish'ol mimenu eze kli, u'sh'ar chayfetz hanachot zlo yishlov chiv gadom mitzar hadin, lahashir loy. Not only is it a nice thing, but because he's a nitzrach, he's an ani, you're actually obligated to lend him this item. Pen ein le'ata b'met liknois. And perhaps now he doesn't have it, and therefore you must offer it to him. Vayin le'kamon ma she'charachnu b'zeh. And says the Chofetz Chaim, like he said a few times, Ritzonein le'harech tzas b'nani midas ha'chesed. I want to really speak about chesed, eich le'hisnaig b'zeh. But because halva'os mamon is also chesed, and it's very common, and it's a mitzvah sase miyuchedes, lekach na'arech b'prat ze yoyser, u'meleyaven ha'maskel b'shar inani ha'chesed. We're going to use lending money, use halvas mamain, as the paradigm, as the access point to understand other forms of chesed. But today the Chofetz Chaim mentioned a beautiful inyan, and that's the inyan of giving kalim, lending things to people who don't have the means to buy them. And there's such an amazing story from the Heilige Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. He was once by a chasana in Yerushalayim. And as many of us know, the minhag is that when the chasana and kala get walked down the aisle to the chuppah, the father and mother both carry candles in beautiful glass candle holders. Today in America, it's certainly ubiquitous. But b'zman Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Yerushalayim, perhaps in the 40s, the 50s, or the 60s, not everybody could afford those beautiful candle holders. And the chasanas that had them were enhanced by the chuppah, and those that did not, it was noticeable and it was clear. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the great goyin, who wrote Sfarim and Tshuvas and was Rosh Hashiva and Magid Shir, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he had so many things in his life that he had to take care of. But he took note that the families that did not have the candle holders by their chasanas were embarrassed, and it was not as becovedic for them. And he went out, and he himself purchased many candle holders. And not only did he just keep them in his home, he actually formed a gemach. And he made a gemach that way every single chasan Yerushalayim should have the same kavod that the mother and the father should walk down the chasan or the kala, their son or their daughter, with dignity, with pride, with nachas, and to be able to feel they are being madrich them onto the chuppah with tremendous kavod and tremendous dignity. This story gives me chills every time I read it, every time I hear about it. We think that gemachs are important, and usually it's done by people who have free time, who are retired, who have extra things to do. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, can you imagine the amount of responsibilities that were on his shoulders? Could you imagine how many people needed him for all Dalet Chakeh Shulchan Aruch, for Psak, for Hadracha, for Shalom Bayis? He was a Makad Shir, he had Bachrim. I mean, the responsibilities of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach far surpass anybody that I know with their responsibilities. And he went out of his way to form a gemach for glass candle holders. Something that be'etzem, okay. So the family won't have them. They'll still be okay. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach was so sensitive to all the people who were lacking. And he went out of his way to make sure that every single person could walk their child down to the chuppah with dignity. That is a Gadol B'Yisrael. That is somebody whose godless is not only in Torah, but it's in tefillah, and it's in chesed, and it's in midos, and it's every single aspect. Rav Shlomo Zalman was like a malach. And this is one of those examples. Perhaps we can't be the goyin of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Maybe we can't be the Rosh Hashiva like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Maybe we can't even have the midos of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But in this aspect of looking out for others, perhaps we can come close to it. Perhaps we could also look out for others who need something and make sure that we are the ones who are achrai, we are sensitive, and we take care of it. Like we always say, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your minds open to the performance and the excellence in the Midas HaChesed. The schus of the same should be for our friends, for our families, our kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.